to share a word of God with each and every person we come across. And as always, I am your host, your man, your boy, your big brother, Mr. One. Welcome to you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So today is Tuesday, April 7th, 2020. And we are here for another Kingdom Dose. So today's Kingdom Dose is simply open up your mouth and allow God to speak through you. Amen. This message is for those people that have gifts and talents that you are sitting on. Those people that have the desire to get God's word out, to get the message out. Understand that each and every one of you all that are listening, you all have a testimony. You have a story. There's something that God has did for you, or something that God has continually done for you. And it is your job to do a give back. Amen. How God gives back to us by waking us up every day, starting on our way, giving us the activities of our limbs, the blood that runs through our veins, and the peace that passes all understanding. He does that for each and every one of us, each and every day. And so it is our job to give back to his people. And the way that we give back to his people is through opening our mouths. Amen. So God has birthed a word on the inside of you. He has birthed a message. He has birthed anything on the inside of you. And he is compelling you. He is unctioning you to open up your mouth. And you must be obedient and do so. Don't worry about what people have to say. Amen. Because people are going to talk to you or talk about you no matter what you do or what you don't do. So make sure that you do it all for the glory of God. I promise you. Because if you don't open your mouth, you are allowing fear to win. You are allowing the enemy to win. So there's a lot of you out here. Start a business. Do it. There's nobody can stop you other than you. And if you are allowing that thing to happen, you need to ask God to give you the strength and give you the faith to continue on in this journey so that you can live out the true meaning the way God wants you to live, the true purpose, the true direction that God wants you to be in. So continue on today. Let this be your day. Let this be your time. Let this be your season. Let you the Kingdom Dose for today. I hope that you all enjoyed it. If you all have any comments, if you all have any thing that you would like to add, feel free to reach out to me on here on anchor.fm/Mr. Also, you can reach out to me via email at kingdombskingdomdiz4239@gmail.com is where you can reach out to me as well. But reach out to me. I would love to hear your feedback. I would love to hear what you feel about today's Kingdom Dose. And always remember, if you don't remember nothing else, there's no me without you, and there's no us without God. Always remember, if you don't remember nothing else, anytime that you come into this podcast, remember this one thing, and that is simply, I love each and every one of you all with the love of Jesus. And this has been another edition of Kingdom Driven Radio, where we are kingdom minded, kingdom driven, kingdom purpose. Always willing at the work, ready to share the word of God with each and every person we come across. And until next time, I say go in love, go in peace, and most of all, go with God. God bless y'all. I'll see y'all next time. Have a good evening. Deuces. What's going on? This is your man, your boy, your big brother, Mr. Quan over at Kingdom Driven Radio, and I want to talk to you all about an awesome app that I use on a regular, and it's called Anchor. So if you ever wanted to own and do your own podcast, then that's what you can do on here. You can distribute it. They help you distribute it. They help you set it up. And you can also get monetized. That's right. You can actually get paid to podcast right on here. So if you haven't already, I do encourage you all to go to anchor.fm, or you can go download the Anchor app on your Google Play Store or your Apple or wherever you download cool stuff. So make sure that you do that. Make sure that you favorite me on there, and we can be in the family.
it together, we can be part this journey together. So always remember that I love y'all with the love of Jesus, and I absolutely refuse to stop. This is